So good morning and welcome back to Liveline. I'm Shane Burke and I'm here with you until shortly after 11 o'clock, sorry. So all things happy this morning in studio. And the good news is I've got a fantastic guest sitting in front of me here and we're going to be talking all things online dating. Phyllis, good morning and you're very welcome here to Near FM.
Good morning, Shane.
Thank you so much for coming in to meet us this morning. It's great. Phyllis, you are creating a whole new life for yourself through online dating, which is amazing. You've recently turned 60.
Yes.
You've fallen in love, but it hasn't been easy. Tell us your story.
Well, I went online dating on POF 2 years ago. I met some nice men and I met some horrible men. Some men just want sex. They say they're looking for a relationship, but when you meet them, they're not. So some men want you if you slept with them the first night and some don't. So I gave up on it. So I went back on it then early this year and I met the most wonderful man.
Okay, so when you say POF, what is POF?
It's called Plenty of Fish.
Okay, so obviously there's plenty of fish in the sea.
Yes.
Okay, and take us back to when you first began this journey, so your first experience.
My first experience was I did go out every week with a girl and she met a boyfriend and she stopped coming out with me. So a whole year went by and I hadn't been out. And I love going out and I love dancing, getting my hair done, buying something nice to wear and having a good night out. And I'm happy then till the following week. But a year went by and I was lonely. So I went back on it. I had a couple of dates on it. I met a lot of arsewipes. So I said, no, I'm coming back off it. And just before I decided to come back off it, I got a message from John.
Okay, so we can talk about John in a little bit, but I want to hear about your experiences, the good and the bad. So during your time of the whole dating journey and so on, from the beginning, what was your worst experience?
My worst experience was I met this man and we went over to the Hilton. We had dinner. And then down the line through conversation, he tells me then he's a swinger.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And he swung while his wife had cancer.
So craziness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was a red flag. Run.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Like I say, they say they're on there for a relationship and then you meet them and they're checking you out.
Okay, so by the sounds of things, you were extremely genuine, you were lonely,
yeah.
You were at home, you didn't like have any friends as such, so this was kind of your only outlet to really get out of the house, really.
Yeah, now, Karen, my friend, did come out to me in daytime.
Okay.
But that's not what I was looking for. I have plenty to do in the daytime. I swim most days a week.
Okay.
I have a daytime friend.
Okay.
I was looking for a nighttime friend.
Okay. And when you say nighttime, you just mean to kind of hang around with, have dinner, have drinks.
Yeah. And I love dancing. I have okay. always taken a dance.
So a companionship.
Yes.
Okay. When this happened and you thought it was the worst experience ever, did it not make you want to just quit completely?
Yes, it did. But I said I'll give it another go.
Okay. Yeah. What kind of people have you met?
I've met nice men, but not for me.
Okay.
Even though I've just turned 60 last year, I'm still very young at heart. A lot of people don't think I look 60. I got a lot of younger men asking me out, very good looking younger men that I could have went out with, but that's not what I was looking for.
Okay.
I was looking for a companion, someone to go on holidays, someone to share the rest of my life with. And that's what I was looking for.
Okay.
But they weren't, you know.
Okay. What is your opinion of the online dating situation at the moment?
Well, I went on another date and I went down to the Rohini Inn. And when I went to the toilet, he stole my phone from my bag. Which was another, oh, I'm getting off this, they're all mad.
Oh my God. Yeah. So what happened? You met this guy?
Yeah, he was from the north but living up here.
Okay.
We went down to the Rohini Inn in Rohini, a very good pub. And I said to him, watch my bag while I go to the ladies. I didn't feel the need that I'd have to bring it with me.
Okay.
So that was okay. Came back at the end of the night. He dropped me to my house in the taxi. And then I went to my bag to get my phone and it was gone.
So how did you know that it was him?
Well, for two reasons. He was a smoker, right? So if he had went to the smoking area, that would have left anybody at the table could have done it. So I asked him, did he leave the table? And he said he didn't. So that was a red flag. If okay. he didn't leave the table, how did the phone get
disappear?
Out? Because my friend had just rang me while I was on, did he show up and blah, blah, and I had put the phone back in my bag. So then I knew, well, if he had to say, if he'd have been really cute, he could have said he went for a cigarette.
Okay.
But he didn't.
So I'm sure there's people listening, and for anybody who has any questions for us, get involved. You can text us on 087-6944-500. We'd love to hear if you have any questions. But so instantly, like, I'm hearing all these stories, and if it was me, I would be like, right, never again. I'd be so put off by that. So why did you keep going back?
People would say, oh, you meet somebody and you're attractive and this. I'm a bubbly, outgoing person.
Okay.
My personality is too big to be sitting in all the time.
Okay.
I went on one just before I met John, and he picked me up. We went down to the yacht for lunch. Then he drove down on the seafront, and he was trying to get his hands in my top.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. And he was married also, but his wife was in a home.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm sure there's people listening and they're thinking, oh, my God, this is like, you know, this is like crazy and I'd never do that and so on. But on the like the other side of things, I can hear that you were just lonely. You were looking for a little bit of companionship and you felt you had a lot to give somebody. But you're just thinking, how do I go to kind of do that in certain ways?
Yeah. You know? The type of person I am is I could go rock bottom and then I just bounce back.
Okay.
Yeah, there's more to life. The older you get, the more you realise how short life is.
So what did your family and friends think of all this?
My eldest daughter thought I was a very brave woman to be going out and meeting, they were strange men, and getting into their car and going for a lunch or going for a drink with them. She worries about me, so she thought I was putting myself out there. Maybe to be in a dangerous situation.
Okay.
But I didn't think so. A lot of my dates were maybe a lunch date or a coffee date. I've met in Wynn's Hotel another time. A nice man too, but not for me because, as I said, I am 60, but I'm young at heart, where I find sometimes a lot of men my age are more settled
okay.
than I would be.
Okay. So by the sounds of things, again, you didn't give up because you were continuously looking for that something. So are you that kind of person that just doesn't give up easily?
Depends on the situation. I was just about to give up. I said, I'm wasting my time with this. And then...
Okay. So what made you go back on? Like, after all these incidents, after being really knocked, you know, because let's face it, you're putting your life in danger.
Yeah. Well, that's what my daughter would have thought. But I think I was thinking more, no, I'll be grand. You know.
So you were kind of having the faith and you were kind of thinking, well, you know, so you were continuously seeing the good side of it. Because I know now I could pick 10 people off the top of my head, including friends. I've got a friend at the moment, she's 33 and she's been kind of doing the like Tinder thing on and off. But every time she meets them, it's like a massive story. Recently, she met a guy and she was like really nice and they were all getting on really well. And then through her mystery, you know, investigation, she discovers that he's married and he has 3 children. Now, he's only mid-30s. He told her he was single and he had no children. So to me, that's like a red flag. I've used online dating sites and apps. I'll be honest with you, I haven't really had kind of like anything major where I'd say, oh, this has been fantastic. I've met some kind of lovely friends. But again, I would have done it out of boredom. Sitting at home watching the fucking television, I'll jump online and it's a bit of crack, it's a bit of banter. I love being on my phone, I love interaction, but I don't really have much faith in it. And like I it isn't something that I'll think this is a massive part of my life, you know. So for like other people like yourself, like it seems to be a big part of your life.
Yeah, like I got married very young. I was married for 7 years. I was in another relationship for 16 years and I was in another one for 12 years.
Okay.
But I have not, in every one of those relationships, I can honestly put my heart on my hand on my heart and say, I had never had the connection with a man than I have with the man that I've just met.
Okay. So you were married and you have a couple of children.
I have four children.
Okay. So when you say there was never a connection there, so why didn't you stop during that setup?
No, I got married at 70 and I was married for 7 years. I broke up. I was in another relationship for 16 years.
Okay.
I had a child out of that one. He's 30 now.
Okay.
Then I had, we split up. And then I went into another relationship for 12 years. But what I'm trying to say is, of course, I had good times with those and relationships and I had bad times. But the relationship I'm in now, I've never had such a bond and a connection.
Okay.
All we do is laugh. We're having a fabulous time.
Okay, so let's get on to the most important point, because I'm sure people are thinking, tell us all about the new love. And again, if you have any questions, drop us a text, 087-6944-500. So, you're in love a couple of months. Mm-hmm. This seems to be the most amazing romance ever. Tell us all about it.
Well, we decided to meet. He was very nervous. He's 67. I'm 60. He threw out every obstacle in his way, thinking that, oh no, I've got this and I've got this. I've extra pounds. I said, so have I. I this, blah, blah, blah. So he said,
so when you say an obstacle, he was kind of knocking himself before he even met you.
Yes, he was.
Okay, low self-esteem?
Yes.
No confidence?
Yeah. Well, he thinks I'm very, very good looking, you know, and he was kind of saying, this girl couldn't, it's not her that I'm talking to. This
but let's face it, you know that you are attractive and you do have a lovely warmth about you, you know. You are, you're laughing here at me, but let's, like, you know, I'm honest. And when you walked in here this morning, you lit up the whole studio. So you do bring that charismatic, you know, high energy to anywhere you go.
Yeah, people say that, yeah. So he asked me, would I do this thing? And I kind of even guessed what he was...
So hang on a second, we're lashing miles ahead.
Okay.
So you were giving up on dating.
Yeah.
You were, after coming off, you said, that's it, I've just had enough. The phone beeped.
Yeah.
Take us there.
I had a look at the picture, the profile picture. I read a bit about him. I said, God, he's not too bad looking. because some of them...
What was it that caught your eye with him?
I just thought he wasn't too bad looking and I liked his profile. We'd done a bit of text and I'm not into text and I'm not the best speller. So I gave him my phone number.
So hang on a second. He messaged you.
Yep.
You checked him out.
Yep.
Okay. And you thought, he's a possibility.
Yes.
What happened next?
So we'd done a little bit of texting and then I texted him my phone number. And he rang me. And we spoke for about 2 weeks on the phone, laughing, joking, and we decided to...
Surely you had a break in between them 2 weeks.
Yeah. Not really. She's never off the phone.
Good, that's lovely.
So we decided to meet under Clary's Clock, the famous Clary's Clock.
Okay, so what caught your attention?
His personality.
Over the phone.
His personality. He was the. Okay. He is the funniest man I ever met in my life.
Okay, so you had a little date organised.
Yeah.
Clary's Clock.
Yeah, and he decided to do this thing.
Don't take us there yet. Okay. So we're flying ahead and this is a really good point. So you met him at Clary's Clock. There was an arrangement.
Yes.
Okay, so what was the plan?
The plan was that we'd just go in, we'd meet and he would write down on a...
Was it daytime? Afternoon?
It was the afternoon.
Okay, and what was the plan?
The plan was we'd meet up and we'd go into Madigan's.
Okay.
And we'd have a beer and a bite to eat.
Okay.
And then he said, could we just do this before we meet? It's a bit childish, but I would like to do it. So I said, okay, what is it? He said, instead of, we say, because I had said I was 4'11" on my profile picture, he actually had a measuring tape in his kitchen trying to measure. He thought he was meeting a dwarf. And he was saying, oh my God, if she's a dwarf. So
no, you aren't the tallest.
No.
Let's face it, you're not the
I'm
tallest.
But I'm not a dwarf. So he decided to write down on a piece of paper, yes or a no.
So, okay. So you've already told me this, but you've just gave it across a little bit unclear. So he said to you that he didn't want you to physically tell him if you weren't interested because he would be hugely embarrassed, extremely humiliated, and he said he just wouldn't be able to actually face that. So what he said to you was, can we both write down on a piece of paper, yes, if I would like to see you again or no, I wouldn't. And at the end of the date, you then swap pieces of paper and you go your separate ways depending on what's on the paper.
Yes.
So you sat down, you had your beer.
Yeah.
10 minutes into the date.
Chat, yes.
The interview. You swapped papers.
Let's do the paper. And he
said, do the paperwork.
Yeah. And he said, oh my God, this is the quickest date I'm ever going to be on.
Okay.
Because he said when he saw me, he went, wow.
Okay.
She's never going to want to see me again. She's gorgeous.
That's you know, it's yeah. Like, it's kind of sad in a way because he was probably really embarrassed coming to meet you. You know, low confidence, you know. So that did take a lot for him to come and meet you.
Yeah.
So what happened next? Was it a yes or a no?
I said, let's do the paper now. And he thought that it was going to be a no, and it was both yes. Well, we laughed, and he'd got these cutest little dimples every time he just looked at me and laughed. And women sometimes are under the impression that men always hurt women. Yeah, they can do, but women hurt men too. John has been hurt also in relationships.
Okay.
And we had that, a lot of that in common. So in a very, very strange way, I had a friend that passed away. He had a bar in Lanzarote and his name was Sean. And I did say to him one day, to, like, in my prayers, send someone nice to me. Please send someone to me. And this man's name is Sean.
Wow.
And he has his kind of build and he can... slight his eyes
resemblance.
Yes, there is a slight resemblance.
Okay, that's
and I often
that's,
wonder.
So it's a sign. That's amazing.
Yeah, and his nickname, the man I'm seeing now, his nickname is Ned Kelly, and the man that I knew in Lanzarote, his pub was called Ned Kelly's.
Wow.
And that is the truth.
That's
of God.
Amazing. Yeah. So Phyllis, take us back to Madigan's and the all beers right. And the bite to eat.
Yeah.
What happened after the paperwork was finalised?
Well, we just said goodbye. It was around, I'd say, 8 o'clock that evening.
Okay.
And we had a lovely time and he rang me when we got home. Now, he rings me every morning at 8 o'clock around. Then he'll ring me at 10 o'clock on his 10 o'clock break. And he'll ring me at 1 o'clock. And then he rings me around 5:30. And then he'll ring me all through the night. Then we're chatting on the phone.
Okay. Is that not a bit intrusive?
No.
Why not?
No, because I enjoy talking to him and he'll have me laugh. And now if I need to do something, we'll hang up. You know,
okay.
Always wants to talk to me before he goes to sleep.
Okay, so you've got lots coming up. You've got a little holiday booked and you're like forward planning a million miles ahead.
Yes,
is that something that you always do with every guy you meet?
No, because I haven't met anybody really. And I did have a holiday with a man that I was seeing, a man from Cork, but living here. But the connection was not the same.
Okay.
We were on two different paths, even though he was a lovely man. I still, my friend, I was talking to him last night, telling him I'm going to be on air this morning.
Brilliant.
We'll always be friends.
Okay.
There's only one partner that I don't speak to now in my life, but any other partner that I was with, I'm still very good friends with, and they'd only want the best for me and vice versa.
Okay. You've mentioned connection a couple of times.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, there's just something I can't describe. It's just like we've booked Greece for 2 weeks in May. People are saying, God, that are you planning to still be with that man? At this stage of my life now and the way I feel, I couldn't imagine my life now without him. And he's the same.
Okay, so it's been a little less than 5-6 months.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's all going well.
Yeah.
Are you happy that you didn't give up all those times?
Yeah, because I didn't think I would have met anybody. I genuinely didn't.
Okay.
But I never thought I would have met the man that I did. I think I found my soulmate.
Okay. Do you think a lot of people are suffering from loneliness and
of course they are.
And they aren't admitting it?
I got a text the other night. I was to meet another man called Peter. And he bought a house up in Port Arlington. And he had trouble with a leak with the house. So we never got to meet. We had planned, we'll meet, but never happened. We'll meet, never happened. So Peter out of the blue texts me on Facebook the other night. How are you? How are things going? I said, they're grand. I said, have you met anybody, Peter? No, loneliness is a killer, he texted me. I said, it is. You need to get back out there.
Okay, so for anybody listening that, you know, they kind of say, oh God, I could be suffering from a little bit of loneliness or I could need a little bit of a companionship. What should they do?
They should not give up. if that's what they want to do. You see, it's funny the way things are. I had a friend, a lot of men think that if a lady sleeps with them on the first night, which I wouldn't, but I don't condemn anybody that do. But a lot of men think, oh, she slept with me the first night, she must be doing that with everybody.
Okay.
It's not the case. I had a friend that slept with a guy the first night she met him and gave her number. He never contacted her again. Now, my friend hadn't been with anybody in a long, long time.
So you must stick to your guns and you must have respect for yourself.
Well, you have to. If you like that person, as my mother always said, men will be men. It won't matter what year we're in. Men will be men.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. We've moved with the times. Everything is more open. Everything is. But the bottom line is, men will be men.
What would you say to anybody who has just had endless amounts of dates and they just can't meet a man or a woman?
I would say, don't give up. Don't give up. The reason why I say that is because I was just about to, and people, you say, oh God, you're Phyllis, you're so funny, and you're this and you're that and the other. There's somebody out there for everybody. I didn't believe that. But now I've changed my opinion on that.
Okay. Do you have any tips for your profile? How do you have a good profile that's going to get you a connection?
Well, you see, a lot of people would have false profiles. And
okay.
They would put up stuff that's not true. I think honesty. Don't put up anything fake. Don't put up. I've gone out on a couple of dates and men told me he met this lady in the Goblet in Artain, and he was sitting at the bar waiting for her to come, and this woman in her late 70s came along.
Okay.
And it was the same woman, but years later.
So from,
that's wasting people's time.
Absolutely. But also from your experience, you know, there seems to be a lot more negatives and a lot more kind of cons than
100%,
pros. 100%. You know, like you're hearing people like, yeah, you know, they only want sex on the first, yeah, day. They only want to be with you because, you know, it's like a sneaky relationship, or they're, yeah, otherwise engaged, or it's a fake profile. Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is, be honest.
Yeah, 100%. There is women. I had another man. I never met him, but we chatted, and he met this lady. He said she got out of the car. She was a heavy lady, and she asked him, had he any condoms with him, because she'd have to use a condom because her husband would be looking for sex later on that night.
That's not nice, you
so
know.
So he ran. Yeah. So it's kind of on both parts.
So it's on both parts. You know, Phyllis, I admire you for being so honest, because I think in Ireland there's certain things that we don't speak about. Like, yeah, we don't speak about, like, you know, sex. We don't speak about, like, you know, all these personal things, like, you know, online dating or this. And there's like a lot of shame attached to all these situations. But let's face it, we're all only human. Yeah. You know, we're all looking for a little bit of happiness, a little bit of love, a little bit of luck. And everyone wants to feel love and luck.
Of course they do.
Phyllis, yeah, before we go, you shared a very funny story with me about Stuffy.
Oh. Oh my God, you're not bringing that up.
That was, I always remember you telling me this, and I just thought, oh my God, I think I laughed for a week.
Oh God, you want me to tell it?
So tell us a story.
Through the year that I was sitting in on my own, a friend of mine set me up on a date. So the same night I had been asked to a 21st birthday in a hotel up in Harcourt Street, but like that too, nobody, I'm not going out, blah, blah, blah. So I said, feck it, I'll go on the date. So in I went to Madigan's again, and he was years older than me. And out he takes his phone.
So hang on, hang on a second. You're telling it wrong. Okay. So you had met him at Cleary's Clock.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And you had tried to bypass him.
Yeah,
And you told him you were going to a 21st.
Yeah, no, I was on the phone waiting for him. And then this little tiny man with a little monkey hat and huge big milk bottle glasses went, Phyllis. And I automatically went, yes. And I went, oh my God, what am I going to do? So we went around to Madigan's. And I just said I'd have a glass, of course. I couldn't even stay that long to drink the pint. So out he comes with his phone, and he said, you like my dog? And I said, it was a lovely black and white dog. And I went, oh yeah, it's lovely. And he goes, it's a stuffed dog. And he just started laughing. Oh my God. I ran to the toilet, rang my cousin. I was nearly down the toilet laughing.
But also.
And then I said I had to go to the 21st, which wasn't a lie.
And he asked you, could they not move the 21st?
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Could they not have the 21st, he said, on another night? I said, but it's tonight. And oh my God, I actually forgot about that.
Brilliant. So look, Phyllis, you know, you're a breath of fresh air. I admire your bravery. Thank you for coming in to speak with me. And if, you know, if anybody's listening, there is hope out there. You do have to kiss many frogs before you meet your prince and vice versa. But I think the moral of the story is play safe, meet in daylight, always tell someone where you're going. Yeah. And just in your case, don't give up. Isn't that one of...
That's the main one. Keep going with it. As I said, there is somebody out there for everybody. And I've met my prince.
That's brilliant. So listen, Phyllis, from us all here at Near FM, we are extremely happy for you.
Thank
and